The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 11, in letter number 3438, Baruch Hashem, the third day of Iyar, Tavshin Tezva, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing Avosik V'chosid, Mareinu Yerachmiel Sheyichya Al Perovich. Now he had a son who turned 3, and they were going to give him a haircut, his first haircut at 3 years old. The problem was that he turned, that over there he's asking the Rebbe that the people had the tradition, they go to Miron, which this year, by the way, because of all the turmoil, it's been mostly canceled. I think they, on a limited scale, they're going to still have some things. But and normally they used to do the haircutting over there. So he wanted to delay the haircutting of his son so that he would participate and do the haircutting. They used to actually call it the halakha. That's called in the, by the Sephardim, they used to make the halakha. So the Rebbe says, I'm answering your question about the custom of doing the haircut to 3 years old and to bring the child to Miron. So the Rebbe says this tradition has been brought down in many of the books of the Sephardim, and also in the Sephardim, in the Drush, in which they expound, there are many teachings and there's many Drushim specifically for this great joy which is called Chalaka. The Rebbe says this is also brought down in short in Pri Etz Chaim and the Kabbalah Sefer, in the Gate of Sfiras HaOmer, chapter 7. Over there it says that the Arizal, the Ari of blessed memory, he also went there to cut his son's hair with a party, with joy, in those days. So actually he went with this tradition, the Arizal himself. And the Rebbe further sends him to some of the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, the Bayer Heitim, the Shari Tshuva. But the Rebbe says, in order to accommodate and be for the upshar, the Rebbe says not to do it. The Rebbe says it does bear, not to do the haircut before he turns 3 years old. In other words, you cannot make it earlier. You have to wait at least 3 years old. So, therefore, the Rebbe says, the question that you have as far as your son has been resolved. Because his son apparently, as we'll see in a minute, also the other, also extreme. His son apparently became, turned 3 after Lag Bomer. But he wanted to do the haircut earlier so he can bring his son to Miron. And the Rebbe says that you should not do the haircut before the 3 years come, the full 3 years. So therefore, but the Rebbe says also on the other hand, there are some Sephardic communities do it at 4, age of 4. But the Rebbe says, we heard many times from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that you should do it 3 years old, only by 3, not 4. And the Rebbe also references that in the Hasidic books, the Sforim, that are printed, the Rebbe says there is a maimer in the Siddur Ma'arid about the custom to cut the hair at the age of 3. Again, it's all 3 years old. Now, the question becomes on the other hand. What happens if a child turns 3 several months before Lag Bomer, but you want to bring the child to Miron to do his first haircut in Miron? So the Rebbe says, to push off the haircut for several months to do it in Lag Bomer in Miron. So the Rebbe says, if that's the tradition in the Holy Land, okay, then it remains so, because if that's the main, because there is a rule that a tradition can even override the halacha. If that's the way they have accepted the minhag, I mean, it has to be a based on a minhag, you know, just, and no one can just have their minhag, but we're talking about a legitimate custom can override the halacha. So the Rebbe says, if the tradition is to wait several months in order to do the Miron, okay, the Rebbe says, I'm not going to argue with that. However, if it's not a tradition, the Rebbe says, it does not seem right to me to push it off for such a long time. Why? Because the main thing, what is the option is, you leave the side locks, you leave the payas for the child. Why should you deny that level of education for the child for several months? The Rebbe says that's not fair. So therefore, I guess to push it off for a little bit is one thing. Certainly, if the child turns three during the first day of Sfira before Lag BaOmer, for sure, you can't give him a haircut anyways, so you wait for Lag BaOmer. But to push off for several months, the Rebbe does not approve to that, unless he says that's the tradition. But other than that, the Rebbe says it doesn't fit in his eyes. So here, the Rebbe tells him there is, mainly in the Sephardic Sephorim, it's brought down, the Arizal took his son to do the first haircut, but the Rebbe says not to do it before 3 years, and therefore, if you miss it by Lag BaOmer, you have to probably wait till after Shavuos if they keep all of the haircut. Don't do it earlier. But also not to push it off several months, the Rebbe says. But the 3 years seems to be the way to go, even though it's brought in some places also the number four. But the Rebbe says that, the Rebbe always said 3 years, and there's also a mimer which begins explaining why we cut the hair at the age of three.